CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Are you clueless to what happens around campus? Do you hate the fact that most Canadian news outlets are owned by one company? Do conventional news leave you with a bad taste in your mouth? Well, don't be a hater. Be a joiner. News 101 is your source for alternative news from around UBC and the world. We're always looking for more newsies, so get in touch with us. Email us at news@citr.ca to learn about the opportunities that we have for you. You can also listen to News 101 at 5 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays here on CITR.
So, those...
Okay, that right there is a cover of Screaming Fist from Bum. Bum hails from Victoria on the island. Bum were a band who were big back in the sort of early-ish 90s. And anyways, they covered that Vile Tones song. Now, the Vile Tones are a band who were out of Toronto, and their heyday was in the late 70s. There you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am your host, Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and for the next hour and a half, we will be listening to Canadian music. There you go. So, Canadian music is the name of the game, and the next thing we're going to be listening to is something from the Evaporators, and they have a newish double EP out. It's called A Wild Pair, and it's split with Andrew W.K. Andrew W.K. is a total rock partier dude out of Detroit who is, I don't know how do I put him? He's not good looking, but sexy. That's my own interpretation of Andrew WK. Anyway, so of course we're going to hear the Evaporators song. I think we're going to hear The Bombs in My Pants. And actually there is a Leather Uppers cover song called Don't Sell Hot Dogs Tonight, which is an Andrew WK cover. So I think that might count as SoCan. I think it would. So maybe we'll listen to that next. Okay, so this right here, coming up in a minute or so, is The Bombs in My Pants. And what was I going to tell you? Well, let's see. If you want to give me a call here, the number is 604-822-2487, also known as 822-CITR, or 604-UBC-CITR. We're located here on the campus of the University of British Columbia here in Vancouver, Canada. This right here is the Evaporators.
Meat by product, a meat by product, a meat by product, and it makes me sick. A meat by product. you're fighting for? Why you lock up that door? This don't always mean war. Evil is always around you, will always surround you. So what can you do? You can raise your axe, wave your sword. You can aim your sights, try to settle the score. Yeah, try not to see it, close your eyes. Try not to feel it, got to realize that it's fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. People, what you're running from? I say, what have you done? Johnny, get your gun. Around you, will always surround you. So what can you do? You can raise your axe, wave your sword. You can aim your sights, try to settle the score. Yeah, try not to see it, close your eyes. Try not to feel it, got to realize that it's fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire.
Okay, that right there is a band out of Vancouver. That is Los Furios. And they've been around since 2000. And they're a five-piece. And they consist of Corinne, Kyle, Jethro, Sean, and Ryan. So there is a girl in there. That album there is new. It's called Run, Devil, Run. And the song was Playing with Fire. There you go. My name is Anita B, and the station here is CITR 101.9 FM. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music until 8 o'clock. Anyways, before Los Furios, we heard a band, bringing us all the way back to the mid-80s, that is The Spores. They have a reissue out of their album. It's called News, Weather, and Spores. We heard the lovely, politically correct song called Meat Byproduct. Ah, yes. Danny Spore, or Danny, is the lead singer. Danny Novak of that band was. These guys are now, I think one of them just hit 50, as a matter of fact. And they recently played a show. When I say recently, I mean a few months ago or so. But that's the Spores, hailing from our fair city. Actually, I think one of them was from Burnaby, at least. But anyways, before that, Andrew W.K., we heard from him and the Evaporators from the split EP called A Wild Pair. Andrew WK counts as CanCon for this because he did a cover of the Leather Uppers song. Let's see. Don't sell hot dogs tonight. All right. It is a Wednesday night, of course. And I don't know about you guys, but I've had a really, really, really long, long, rough week or two. It's been, it's just been so much work. I work full time, and it's actually exactly halfway through the school year. I'm a teacher, and I am at the point of, I'm at the point of basically, you know, you're overworked when you think, oh, good, time's going by, and you're thinking, oh, good, I'm looking forward to death. That's actually what I was going through my mind. I was like, oh, good. Okay. We're getting closer to the summer. No. How about just closer? Oh, death. Yeah. That's a nice, long, dark sleep. Is that terrible? That is how completely I am lately. My job is just so completely overwhelming. This is kind of a transitional year for me. I'm a high school teacher here in the city, and, I am teaching seven separate classes. So, that's in teacher terminology, that's called seven preps. Most teachers teach about two or three preps, meaning like they teach like two social studies tens, three social studies nines, and maybe, you know, whatever the other number works out to be. So that's like another two English tens or something. Not me. I teach one social studies 10, one social studies 9, one science 9, just for fun. I teach an English 9. The list goes on. So anyways, death may be my friend. Okay, so I've decided to bring something in a little bit different today. I am going back through my and my husband's personal vaults of Canadian music, and we're going to hear something from the band Circle C. Yes, we are. Let's see. This album I'm playing us the stuff off is called simply, well, self-titled, and we're going to hear the song Dust. Okie dokie. So Dust. And my husband said he saw Circle C way back at Expo. What is that? I almost said Expo 89. No, Expo 86. And that was well before my time. So these guys go back pretty far. And let's see. Let's talk about the people in this band. There's Tom Anselmi, Christian Thorvaldsen, Eric Markson, and Pete Bourne. All right. So the station is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this again is Circle C with Dust.
My love's in slip from mine, soon to be married, caught in a web of non-design. Yeah. Love me like a bull in a china shop. Why do I stay if one day you break my heart? Oh, it's easy. Hard as it looks. Ask me how I never get with other guys. Other guys with nicer rides and better style. Ooh, easy. Hard as it looks.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we just heard something from the Toronto band, actually Toronto singer, if you want to call her that, Dragonette, with the song Liar. And the name of the album is Fixin' to Thrill. And there you go. She's a little bit different than what I usually play, but, you know, she's kind of a guilty pleasure. She's kind of vaguely like the Canadian, what's her name? Lady Gaga, if you will, who I don't understand Lady Gaga, to be honest with you. But, yeah, so there you go. And then before that, we heard out of Calgary, the band Hot Little Rocket, who are, as of late, no longer together. Hot Little Rocket has called it a day. They've been playing music since 97, and, yeah. Sadly, they're done. Anyways, we heard the song off that album. Let's see. Let me double check here. Song number 5 is called Saints. That's what we heard. And yeah, before that, we heard Circle C with the song Dust from their self-titled 1991 release. That was a DGC release, by the way. So that was like major label thing. Alrighty. Yes, it is. Oh, one more hour. One more hour until Val does her thing. And her thing, of course, is called Folk Oasis. I am talking about Val Cormier. She is here from 8 until 10. And then, of course, after that, from 10 till 11, comes Caroline M. with her show Sexy in Van City. Okay, let's move on then. Let's continue, of course, with our Canadian music. And it's kind of my goal to mix things up a bit, to try not to play the same songs over and over. So how about I play something from a local band? They're called Kidnap Kids. And they have a new album out. And it is called You Would Run from Rat Boy Grave. These guys are fairly popular. Actually, they're quite popular in the local scenes. We shall hear the first song. It is called Ghost Love. Well, let's see if I got this right here. Oh, I hate when CDs do this. There's like, how many songs on this thing? Let's see. Now I have to go backwards. So there's 12 songs. And the way they've laid it out, it looks like there's three songs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I get it. Ghost Love. That is what we're going to hear. Oh, no, we're not. Oh, no, no. No, we're not going to hear that either. Okay, let's hear song number two. Song number two is called Ghost 123. How does that sound? Oh, I think that sounds wonderful. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver. This is the Kidnap Kids.
My next door neighbor was a real stand-up guy. One morning I was buying it, hung himself to dry. My next door neighbor, he was one hell of a host. He would always raise a toast, but as a guest, he's my ghost. Now my cat, it won't come home. And now my cat, it won't come home. Lightning and thunder. He did himself in and we'll never know why. But I can see him laughing at the corner of my eye. And at the struggle trophy wakes me every night. And he turns on all the lights. And he whines and he whines. And he opens all the cupboards. And he opens all the doors. There's a cat food on the floor. And I find that I can't call this place my home.
You are dark days. You come to me in the dark days. You come to me in the dark days. You are my moonshine. I love your love.
In Montreal, broadcasting live on your local campus and community radio station.
Sometimes we get that instant homelessness. We didn't expect to be homeless, and we find ourselves on the street because of an eviction or a notice.
Canada's largest talk show on poverty and homelessness.
We have a mayor who compared poor people to pigeons publicly and said that if you stop feeding them, they'll go away.
The 8th Annual Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting February 23rd to 24th. A 14-hour live radio show from frozen street corners across Canada. Call in live, join the discussion.
Our demand from the federal government is $2 billion a year for social housing units across Canada. That'll just help us to start catching up to the 15 years that we've lost in building social housing in this country. It's really a glaring example of the negligence of the government.
Visit www.ckut.ca for more info.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcasting live from Vancouver on Tuesday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. as CITR 101.9 FM partners with CJSF 90.1 FM and Co-op 102.7 FM to bring you an hour of interviews and stories of how the 2010 Olympics are affecting homelessness in Vancouver. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
The car, I'll sit motionless and try to be emotionless. We all try to find a place, an individual spot. Wipe the dust off of me. I think I'm ready. The good ones, they jumped out. A thousand lives astray. Thought I died of hunger, but it turns out I was just in a mood. When I turned around, what did Patrick say? Baby, get to work. Foundation's gonna sink. It's going down, going down. You can knock, you can knock, but I'll pretend I'm not around. It's when I feel like it's a must, I tend not to trust my instincts. What this leads to is brokenness. You and me were a bust. The good ones, they jumped out. A thousand lives astray. Thought I died of hunger, but it turns
right. That right there is Gentleman Reg. And we heard the song For Trust. And that song is on a compilation as well as 39 others called Friends in Bellwoods 2. It's a 2-CD compilation. And it is it captures a camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. There you go. That's Deal with Bellwoods to Friends in Bellwoods 2. And I really, really like this compilation. And I will be playing us something else from that was off of the first CD. So there's just two CDs here. And we're going to hear something off the other one after I tell you what we listened to first. Okay, by the way, this station is CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Okay, so before Gentleman Reg, we heard Eric Stripp with the song New Love. Eric Stripp, of course, is a Sub Pop band, and we heard something from their album Forever Again that was released back in, I don't know, I'm thinking 93. That is almost, nope, 94. There you go, 1994. Eric Stripp, of course, the main, well, you had a, it was a female, male sort of fronted band, if you will. Julie Dwaran, who played the bass in Eric Stripp, is now going off on her own thing quite successfully with 3 kids, mind you. So she is a champ as far as I'm concerned. And then, of course, Rick. He himself is continuing on with Elevator to Hell. Elevator. Okay, it went Eric Stripp. Elevator to Hell. Elevator. Let's see. There's a series of bands involving elevators. Elevator through Hell. Elevator to Hell. Anyways, they're both still busy. And, of course, let's see. Eric Stripp out of Moncton, New Brunswick. There you go. Before that, we go back over to the West Coast, to Vancouver, and we talk about Cub. We heard the song New York City, which was quite popular in the videos back in the day, from the Mint record Come Out, Come Out. And that one was released back in 1994. Cub, Cuddlecore. That was their little sort of motto, if you will. They threw candy from the stage and people just loved them. All right. And Cub opened for the Smugglers way back when. And, yeah. Okay. You Say Party, We Say Die. Quadruple X is the name of their new album. We heard the song Dark Days. And I think that is it. I think I've caught us all up with the names of the songs in case you're at home playing along. All righty. So, what can I tell you? Oh, I can tell you something. I don't know exactly what's going on, but the Canadian Way shall be no longer, at least temporarily speaking. So Spike, who's the host of that show, and that show is alternating with my show. So next Wednesday would be the Canadian Way, hosted by Spike. Same format as this, which is Canadian music, 6:30 until 8. He's gotten a job, I think, out of town. So he is unable to continue to do the show. Unfortunately, I don't think I can. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens with that time slot. But, there you go. I do believe he's done his last show, at least for the time being. Okay, so let's move on and continue with Canadian music. As I promised, we are going to continue to explore this compilation, which is Friends in Bellwoods 2. And we're going to move on and hear something from the band The Phonemes. There we go. This would happen to be song 16 off the second album. And it is called, the song is April, Let's Send His Colleagues. Okay, let me start from the beginning. April, Let's Send His Colleagues an Email. That's the name of the song we're going to hear right now. Okay, so there we go. That's the deal. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Anita B. And here you go. The Phonemes. Oh. I think CD player number 2 is not working. So why don't I? Yeah, I thought there was something faulty here. Okay, let me try this again. I'm going to try CD number 1. Aha, it's making funny scratching noises, which confirms my suspicion, particularly when I press the play button and nothing comes out. Okay, let's go to CD number 1. And let's try this again. Okie dokie here. And I think I'm ready to hit play. Let's go. This is The Phonemes. Yay!
This is the story of your fingers, the wrapped around wood-covered lead. Silent pencil, what a sound, utensil. Rip a page out, rip a page out, rip a page out. Save the I'm sorry for your glory, and rip a page out, rip a page out, rip a page out. Write it in clay, write it in clay, write it with broken clay. The tickets were planted, you did not win the race. No one wins this race.
Is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Swiftly turning, and I have ships to bring in. This ship is slowly sinking. The darkest water seeps in.
To the wind, and to the wind,
turning.
We cast our sails away, but where we go, nobody knows.
Sinking.
The darkest water rising. To the wind, and to the wind,
turning.
We cast our sails. But as we kill the ink of blood
sinking,
the darkest water seeps
in.
Take us away.
I will have plenty of weapons to grace my bow.
beg your pardon if you shan't take tea with me tonight. Oh, for goodness sake, won't you just have a bit of cake? Sitting in the sun, girl, having lots of fun. My girl, sipping from a cup. I can't ever get enough. That the world might end, all those silly boys and girls around the neighborhood. Tell me you can take tea tonight, and we'll sit in my garden and we'll say, beg your pardon if I can't be taking tea with me tonight. Oh, for Peter's sake, won't you just have a bit of cake? One sugar or two, my dear, isn't rather nice. Back here, the ivy-covered walls, they are a mostly pretty touch. Trip past the stepping stones, sit upon my back, your throne. The flowers in bloom, the rhododendrons. Tell me you'll take tea tonight, and we'll sit in my garden, and we'll say, beg your pardon if you can't be taking tea with me tonight. Oh, oh, for Peter's sake, won't you just have a bit of cake? It's a lovely way to spend the night. No need to be in Sunday white. Everything will be just right when you come to take tea tonight. Oh. Tonight, and we'll sit in my garden, and we'll say, beg your pardon if you can't be taking tea with me tonight. Oh, Peter's sake, won't you come have a bit of cake? Oh, tell me to take tea tonight, and we'll sit in my garden, and we'll say, beg your pardon if you can't be taking tea with me tonight. Peter's sake, won't you just have a bit of cake?
Tops above, on my knees with my lips to the ground, trying to figure where it all went wrong. Call ya just because I wanna give ya anything that you want. I wanna hold ya and read your thoughts, buy ya flowers when you're down in the dumps. Let it come down. Come down. 10 years ago, I had someone like you. I didn't do everything that I can do. I never had a chance to make things right. Oh, I promise not to fuck up twice. Alright, let it come down. Gonna do everything that I can to resurrect what we haven't had yet. Let it come down. Let it come down. Let it come down. Let it come down.
Out of Vancouver, that right there is Blood Meridian. Now, we heard the song from them. I do believe it's called Come Down. Oh, let's make sure I got that right. No, sorry. Soldiers of Christ, of course. This is off their album Kick Up the Dust that was released a few years ago. And Blood Meridian. Now, here's an interesting thing about this band, at least I find. back in the day, back in like the late 90s, that's my day, if you will, there was this band that played a lot, and I was in a band that played a lot with them. They were called the Black Halos. So the Black Halos were huge. You know, Billy Hopeless would cut himself on stage and writhe around and all that. And so kind of like gutter punk, if you would, kind of. But not really. I guess they really tried to emulate the late 70s kind of English, well, or New York City punk sound, punk rock. Anyways, Matt Cammerand was the bass player in that band. So I remember seeing Matt Cammerand all tattooed up and walking around with his like really tight black jeans on, playing the bass. And, you know, and it's interesting. So now he is, I'm not quite sure what's up with Blood Meridian at this today, as of today. But then he went on to lead this band, Blood Meridian, who I love. This is such a good album, Kick Up the Dust. So it's such an interesting sort of transformation. Yes. Now, I did look up the Black Halos. I don't know. I don't know if I was bored or what, but this was about a month or two ago. And they are kind of like Billy Hopeless is still doing stuff. And it's under a different moniker, though. So, like, it seems to be that the Black Halos are maybe on a permanent hiatus, and Billy Hopeless is doing something, however. So there you go. I could look that up for you in a bit, but if I don't, then sorry. So he's active, and he's in the city. There you go. You can't miss Billy Hopeless. I've just sighted him myself at the bus stop, not far from my house, as a matter of fact, maybe 6 months ago. So he could be living it in my hood. He could just be. All right, so that was the story of Blood Meridian. Now, before that, we heard this wacky little band out of, oh, I don't know, Toronto. They're called the Pinecones. And there's a band as well with the same name out of Oakland, California, called the Pinecones. Now, these guys, let's see, what can I tell you about this band called the Pinecones? Well, they moved to Toronto from Halifax, and they used to be called, let's see here, Brent Randall and his Pinecones. They're kind of goofy. They're just a little bit silly. And yeah, there you go. That's could be the one-off time we hear them. The CD cover is kind of funny. They're just, you know, they're definitely trying to go for a goofball kind of look. Anyways, the Pinecones. The name of the album is Sage. We heard the song Tea Tonight. And then before that, we heard The Safety Show, who is a lovely band from our own city. And the album that I played the song, which is Ship of Sorrows from, is called Blackwater. It's semi-new. It's like maybe a year old or so. And The Safety Show recorded that album as a 5-piece, and they are now down to a 4-piece. So the extra guitar player, well, I don't want to say the extra, but they basically just dropped a guitar player. So the band now officially consists of Katie Lappy. So she only sings. She doesn't play guitar. So Katie, who used to be in the band Cadeau, and prior to that, Operation Makeout. She's a lovely, lovely girl. She's married to Shane, who is the bass player, keyboard player. And then there's Sean. And then you've got the drummer, Joe. So that's 4. Yes, that's correct. And they've been playing around town a lot. Last time I saw them was at, it was at the Railway in December. So good band. They were all dressed up as, I guess, like Bonhommes. Is that how you pronounce it? That big snowflake, or the big snowman from Quebec City. Bono. Okay, there you go. What else do we hear? I think that's about it that I need to tell you about. Okay, so I'm kind of looking forward to this next song. We are going to continue. And by the way, if you don't know this, my name is Anita B. And this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we have about 17 minutes until I am Gandhi. So there you go. And anyways, Val is on. Val is coming up in 17 minutes. She's here. She's got her folk on. I can't make anything clever with that. I don't know. So her folk oasis starts at 8. It goes until 10. And then from 10 until 11, we've got Sexy in Van City with Caroline M. Oh, and do not forget Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. Hans Kloss. He starts at 11 and goes all the way. Oh, my goodness. That guy is a trooper. Hans goes until 2 a.m. That's a long time slot, isn't it? Okay, so let's move on, though. I'm going to play something. It's
It's a compilation. It's Paper Bag Records. And a lot of the information is actually on the CD that is in the... Because there's no real information. You know what I mean? There's no... What's that called? CD insert. No. So it's all... So I'm taking it out. So this album I'm going to play us is from Paper Bag Records. It's a compilation. It's called The 7-Year Itch. It's the anniversary covers compilation. So, oh, look at this. This is fun. I will tell you the covers that are on this comp. They are... And then I'll tell you what we're going to listen to. Okay, there's Strange Animal by Gowan. Oh, I'm going to play a lot of this. We've got... let's see... Electric Avenue, which is what we're going to hear. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Winter Gloves. We've got How Bizarre, or shall I say How Bizarre, How Bizarre. That's by CFCF, which is obviously an OMC cover. Lots of songs. So I ruined it. We're going to be hearing the Eddie Grant cover of Electric Avenue back in like 1981, if memory serves me correctly. The band is Woodhands, and I loved this song back in the day. That goes to show how old I am. Yes, I would have been 10, going on 11, because my birthday is towards the end of the year. So, and let's put it this way, 1981, I turned 11. That's how old I am. And let's go. Let's hear some Eddie Grant coverage here by Woodhands. And there you go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we are.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All thanks, CBC. Guess you better find your way back home.